Meaning by the Kohen Gadol is different. Since he's doing the avodah there anyway, so he has to walk around the Mizbeach with his feet. Nerech Nama, when he comes all the way to Dreymus Marovitz, over there will hand to him the Yayin, and there he'll do the Nisach HaYayin. Nerech Nama, with the wine itself, he does not have to walk around. But by Shar Kahanim, but they're not doing the avodah, they're only coming to do the Nisach HaYayin, Nerech Nama, by them, they should make, go straight to the left side, go straight to Karen Dreymus Marovitz. Omar Rav, Rav says, Dekanan, I'll bring you proof also. Tiktoni says, Noistin lo yayin lenesach. It says, we give to the Kohen Gadol the wine to make nesach with. Loi Ketoni does not say, Oma loi nesach. We do not stam say to the Kohen, go make the nesach. So Shema Mina, that's the proof that really the Kohen Gadol is not holding the wine. He's walking around the Mizbech. And when he comes to the corner of the Dreymus Maravis, over there we hand to him the yayin to make the nesach hayayin. Nerech Nami, we're afraid the wine will become smoked, so we do not let the wine go around the Mizbeach. Turn around, it went like this. Call Oilin the Mizbeach, Oilin Derech Yemin. Whoever goes up to the Mizbeach, goes up the right side, the Yordan Derech Smol. When you come down from the Mizbeach, you come down on the left side. Oilin Derech Mizrach, you go up on the east side, the Yordan Derech Marav, and you come down on the west side of the Mizbeach. Chutz min ha'oil l'shpesh ha'dvar malolo. Excluding when you go up for these special things, shalom derech marav, you go up the left side, you go straight to the marav, to the west side, the yordan derech marav, and you also come down on the marav side. Oilin derech yamin, the yordan derech yamin, he goes up on the right side, and he comes down on the right side. So what is the question, what's going on here? What's the question? Derech Yemin, Derech Smehu. Why is this called the right side? It's called the left side. We just said on these three things, he goes straight to the Marav, to the left side. Some Ravina Ravina says, Toni Smehu. Derech Nami should be learned rather, he goes up on the left and comes down on the left. Rav Amar Rav says, Ma Yemin, you know what it means, the right side here? It means, Yemin de Mizbeach, means the right of the Mizbeach itself. Well, my smell, what does it mean before the left? It means smell the gavra, the left, like the left side of the person. So next time it's the same thing, the left side of the person, which is the right side of the Mizbeach. So Rosh says no, and so the Nisni should have learned, Oy e divided the Mizbeach, either both should have said it's the right side of the Mizbeach, Oy e divided the gavra, or else both should have said it's the left side of the person. So Kash, next time it's a little of a Kash, exactly what the Brisa, how the Brisa says it. Even though that's what the Brisa means, but still the Lashon is a little bakasha. Now the Mishnah says, Chatis oif keitzit hoisanasis. How did the Kohanim work with the Chatis oif? How did they do it? So the Avodah was like this. For Yemoylek es roisho mimil orpo. The Kohen would make the Malika with his hand, with wear, on the head of the oif, mimil orpo, in the back of it, on the back of its neck. And he would press down with his thumb, with his nail there, and go across the mafrekes, and then cut the simonim. But the Yainim Avdol would not separate completely the head from the body. It would still be attached. Then, umaze midoma akira mezbech. Without a kli, there's no Kabbalah Saddam. When the Kohen was holding the oif in his hand, he would now spritz the dam directly from the oif onto the side of the mezbech. And the makom we had before was the bottom part of the chutas ikra. Shiori hadam, the leftover blood still in the oif, hoya mismatze ala yisoid. He will like squash it, squeeze it against the yisoid of the mizbeach. Now ein la mizbeach ala domo. The mizbeach only had from the dam of the chatas oif, but for kulu lekahanim, all the rest of it, all the rest of the meat of the oif was eaten by the kahanim. Tana rabbanan, the price is like this: vehizo midam achatis. You should spritz the blood of the dam achatis. So miguf achatis, it means from the oif itself, from the guf of the chatis. It means there's no kabbalah sadam, not with his hand, just he holds on to the oif and sprays the dam from the oif onto the mizbeach. Okay, said, how is this? Oichas barosh, he holds on to the head, over the guf, and the guf of the bird, over mazon, he spritzes the dam, akira mizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach. For loy akira kevis, and not on the side of the kevis, not on the plank, v'lo yakir heichol, not on the kir on the wall
of the Eichel. Huloya kir ulam, not on the kir of the ulam. Now, v'yeza ze kir atachten, which kir, which side of the Mizbeach are you supposed to make this hazoyas adam? It has to be on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, the bottom part of the chutz ha-sikra lamata. Oyeni, maybe not that way, elakira elyoin, maybe the hazoyas adam of a chatasoif should go on the top part of the Mizbeach. And the dinner was to swirl like this. Ma behema, ma de korbin chatas. By behema. Shoilosoy lamata. Chatosoy lamalo, ma de by behema. It's korbin oilo. The dam of the korbin oilo. This rika is done on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. Still the dam of the korbin chatas, a behema, is done lamalo, is done on the top part of the Mizbeach. If so, oif. By birds. Shoilosoy lamalo. That the hazoyas adam of oilosoif. It's supposed to be done on top of the chutz ha-sikra. Is the einer din, isn't it a svaro shechatosoy lamalo? The ruwa din echatisoy also, it's hazoyas adam should be done lamalo on top of chutz ha-sikra. On this Talmud, the pasuk says no, v'yanisha badam yimotza yisoy ha-mizbeach. The leftover of the dam, you should squash it against yisoy ha-mizbeach. So we dash in kir shashurayim shaloi mismatzim liyitzoy. It has to be, when the Pasuk says, V'hiza midam achatis el kir ha-mizbeach, it has to be the kir, the wall, that goes down to the makom of the shirayim. It has to be kir, a wall, shashirayim shaloi mismatzim liyisoid. V'yeza, which is this? The kir ha-tachtoin. That's the bottom part of the chutz ha-sikra. To explain, because if it would have been done on the top part of the mizbeach, then most of it would drift down to the seivev, but not further down. And here it's mashma that the dam of the chatas soif has to drip down to the yisoid. Therefore it's a raya that the hazor has to be done on the bottom half of the mizbech. Now they ask the question why. V'neved miloi, v'od neved mititoi. Maybe you could do it both ways. First do it on top. Rosh is hazor yasalamala. So you had din nois to be said before. And then you make the mitzui on the bottom. Like here, the post is only talking about the mitzui. Made like the shirai, not that you squeeze, squash the oif itself against the yisoid. That is done on the bottom part of the mizbeach. But maybe the actual hazor could be done even on the top part of the mizbeach. On the Rava says, Mikisiv yamtsei, they say yamtsei, yimotsei ksiv. To memela mashma that the dam of the hazor itself by itself falls down to the yisoid. That's only if you're going to make the azor on the bottom half of the mizbeach. But if you're going to make the azor on the top half of the mizbeach, it'll only fall down to the seivev and not below that. Therefore, that's the proof. The hazois of the dam of the chatas seiv has to be on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Omar Rav Zutra Batuvia. Omar Rav. Ketzad Molkin chatas seiv. How do you make a malika by a chatas seiv? How does the kohen hold on to the oif b'shas he makes the malika? So it says, Oiches Gapov Vishteyat's boys. He holds like its wings in between two fingers. Oishtey Raglayim Vishteyat's boys. And the 2 feet of the bird is in between the other 2 fingers. O Moitech Savoroi Arechav Godloi. Like stretches out the neck of the bird along the width of his thumb. O Mokai. Then oppressed in with his thumb against the back part of the neck. And that's the way it makes the Malika. The Matnisa Torah, the Braisi, we learned, Sifra Milabar. The Braisi was learned that the bird itself is like outwards. So Rashi says outwards means the way we do it, just that the face of the bird was facing downwards towards the palm of the hand. The same thing, Oiches Gapa B'shteyat's boys. He holds the wings with 2 fingers, Oishtey Raglayim B'shteyat's boys, and the 2 feet with the 2 fingers. Umoitech, and he stretches Tavora, the neck of the bird, Arechav Shteyat's boys, over the width of 2 fingers, Omeilek, and then he would press down with his thumb to cut through the mafrekes into the 2 simonim. And it says, V'zu avoyde kosher shebamigdosh. This was like mashma, the hardest avoyde to be done in the base of Migdosh. So I asked the question, Zuhi, the Sulai, is this the only one that's so hard on the other ones? Avoyka kemitzam, t'chafina. Is also, there's a kemitza that's very hard to do, to get the exact measurements of the kemitza and the chafina. That's by the Kohen Gadol. When on Yom Kippur, we used to have to bring the terrorists, he had to have a mole, 2 handfuls, and he had to like put it into the machta and carry it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and then pour it back from the machta, from the shovel, into his two hands. That's very hard to do, to fill up two hands, you yourself pouring it into it. Like you had to hold the tip of it with your top part of your fingers and tilt it over upwards till it comes down into your fingers. So it's very hard to make the chafina. So there are two other hard avoidas. So when it says Rav in economy, LA must say like this, Zu avoida kosher, me avoidas kosher is Shem HaMikdash. This was like one of the three hard avoidas that were done in the Beit HaMikdash. But really there were three of them. There was the Malika, there was a Kemitza, and there was the Chafina that the Kohen Gadol did. Now the Mishnah says, Oila Asa'if Keitzer Oysanasis. How did the Kohen do the Avoida by a Korban Oila Asa'if? A bird that was brought for Korban Oila. So it says, Olo Ba Kevesh, he would go up the plank, the Kohen would go up the plank, it was the Oila Asa'if, had it been done on the Lamala, on the top part, the Keren Dremis Mizrachis. So he went up the Keves, or final the Seiviv, he would turn then to the Seiviv, which the right side, the small plank, would take him onto the Seiviv. Born loyal at Keren's Dremis Mizrachis. He would come first on the right side to the corner of the Dremis Mizrachis, the east-south corner. Hoyamulakes Roshoi, Mimularpoi. He would make the Malika there with his thumb, piercing it through the back of the neck of the bird. And Umavdil, he would separate it, means the head would come off from the bird. Here it's not Hoizor, he doesn't spritz it, rather the oif itself, he presses against the side of the Mizbeach. He brings close the base Malika to the side of the Mizbeach, and he presses it against the Mizbeach. And it's not like the Azor we had before with the Chatas oif, but it's like the Mitzvah Adam. He made the Mitzvah Adam. Akira Mizbech, the son of the Mizbech. Now, Notal Esorosh. Now we would take the head. The Hikif, based Malikosala Mizbech. He would like bring the head and the part that was the Malika, in other words, the part that's cut of the head, he would take that part close to the Mizbech. Usvogoi Bamelech. In other words, we would take it to the Mizbech Pashid to make a Mitzvah Adam from there also, to get the dam out of the rush. And then if we got the dam out of it, then he would like wipe it with salt, which was set on top of the Mizbeach. And then he would throw the head onto the fire, on top of the fire, on top of the Mizbeach. Bola laguf, then the Kohen would come to the guf, to the body of the bird. He would take off its crop. Take off the feathers around there. V'yes b'nei mine, we take out the kishka, the insides there. Hayyos nimor, that comes out with the crop, with the zephik. V'yishlichon l'beis ha'deshen, and he would throw this to the beis ha'deshen, which is on the south side of the Mizbeach, on the east side of the Keves. Now, shisa, he would like tear apart the bird, to tear the bird like in two, but not completely, lehivdol. He would not mamish make into two pieces, just like rip it open. The imhivdol, let's say, but the evidence came into two pieces, imhivdol, kosher, still the other side is kosher. Usvogi the melech, then they would like cover it up with salt. Rezok agabishim, and then when they would throw the body of the earth on top of the fire, as it's a carbon oila, the whole thing is burnt, both the head and the body. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be loy heiser, loy esam ro? Let's say they did not take the crop off from the bird. For loy esam noitzet, not its feathers. For loy es b'nei mayin ha'yos anymore, and not the kishka, the inside that come out with it. V'loy svoga b'melech, or else they did not cover it up with salt. So, kol sheshina bo, me'acha shemitzes doma k'shera. As long as they made the mitzvah yadam, it's kosher. There's all these things are done, since all these things are done, after he does the mitzvah adam, therefore it's kshera, the Oil HaSoif. Because the ikar avoida of the Oil HaSoif is the mitzvah adam. After he makes the malik, after he separates the head from the body, he takes the body and presses it against the mizbeach, gets the dam on the mizbeach, that's the ikar, the avoida adam of the Oil HaSoif. So these other things that he's supposed to do afterwards, they're not likuva. Even if you do not do them, still the korban is kosher. What's going to be Hivdu B'chatis?
Let's say when he made the malika by a chatis soif, he made a complete malika that he separated the head from the body by korban by chatis soif. He wasn't supposed to, but he did it. Or else loy hirdu boilo by the oil soif, he did not separate the head from the body. It's possible. These things are likuva. These things are before the zrikas adam. Therefore, these things are possible. The yumishan and avoid this adam, the korban is possible. Mitzadam harosh, v'loy mitzadam haguf. Let's say, by the other side, he only took the head and squashed the head against the mizbeach, got the dam of the head onto the mizbeach. But v'loy mitzadam haguf, he did not separate, he did not squash the dam of the guf onto the mizbeach. So psula, in the loch is the dam is psula. But the korban is possible. That's chesaron and the ikav avoidus of this rika. Mitzadam haguf, v'loy mitzadam harosh ksheiro. Let's say by this oil soif, he made the mitzvah, he squashed the guf onto the side of the mizbeach. He got the dam of the guf onto the mizbeach. But below mitzvah dam harosh, he did not squeeze the dam of the head onto the mizbeach. Kshera, still is kosher. Because the yikar avodah by the oil soif is the mitzvah of the dam of the guf, and not the mitzvah of the dam harosh. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be chati soif? You have this korban chatis soif. Shemolka shlo lishmo. The kohen that made the malika, he had the wrong korban in mind. He had in mind for either for korban of an achar, shlo lishmo for somebody else, or for different korban. Or else, mitzo doma shlo lishmo. Not to shas the malika, but to shas the mitzo doma. When he's spritzing the dam of the chatis soif, he had in mind shlo lishmo. Oy lishmo v'shlo lishmo. Because he had in mind lishmo l'shem chatasayif and l'shem another korban, oy shaloi lishmo lishmo. Or else first he had in mind shaloi lishmo for another korban, and then he ended up with the machshava lishmo psula. There's a halacha just like by a korban chatas, shaloi lishmo makes a psul in the korban. Who are then by a chatasayif, shaloi lishmo makes a psul in the chatasayif. What about oyla soif? What about the same machshava happened by a korban oyla soif kshera? Just like by korban oila, shlo lishmo is kosher. The first mishnah in the Masechta, who adin by oila soif, also shlo lishmo is kosher. Just as shlo olu l'bad l'shem chayva, but the korban itself is kshera. Ol b'vad the mishnah says shlo yosel l'baylim. It does not help for the baylim for his chayva. If he made a neder, he still have to bring another korban. Now echad chate soif, the echad oila soif, whether it's a chate soif or an oila soif. Shemolkon, the Kohanim, the Kohen made the Malika. Vishemitzadomon, and he made, or else he made Vishasta Zrika Zadam, the Mitzadam. He had in mind like this. Vishas, either one of these two avoiders, he had in mind, Lechol Dova Shadarka Lechol, either to eat from the meat that's supposed to be eaten from a Korban Chatis, or else Lahakter Dova Shadarka Lahakter, for he had in mind to burn from the Ilis life, Chuslim Kaimai, he had in mind to do it the wrong place. Say posel, that's like a machsheves chuslam kaimai, that the korban becomes posel, but v'yein b'karis, it's not a machsheves pigol, since it was only chuslam kaimai. What's going to be chuslam zmanoi? He has a mind to burn it the wrong day, pigol, and echnaim edenetz chal the psul pigol in this oif, and therefore the chayav mal of karis, if you eat now from the bosa, you'll be chayav karis. But also providing, ol vilvad sheyakav amatek mitzvosai. But provided that you have to bring the rest of the korban the way you're supposed to. The nam is the same way we had by korban, the same thing applies to a knife. If you do all the avoid this kshera, the only psul is just an achshava pigol, then it's like a chal pigol, and you have chorus if you eat from this life. Alright, turn over. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain, Ketzad, what's the case of korav ha-matek mitzvosai? What's the case by these oifois? That since you did all the avodas the right way, just you had a machshavas pigul. It's like this: molak peshtika. B'shas the kohen made the malika, he was shosak. He did not have any machshavas psula. Or mitzah adam chuslas manoi. Only b'shas mitzah adam, he had in mind to eat it the wrong time or to burn it the wrong time. Or else oisha molak chuslas manoi. B'shas the avodas of malika, he had in mind to do it the wrong time. And then mitzah adam peshtika. B'shas mitzah did it without any wrong machshava, or else oisha molak umitzvei adam chuslas manoi. Even if he did both of them with the same machshava, teach the meat the wrong time, it also makes the machshava spigul. Zehu shekorav amatnikim mitzvosoi. It's here by an oif. There's only two avoidants. There are two matirim. It's the malika and the zrika. So even though he had both machshav, both times the machshava chusles manoi, that's the machshava's pigle. But case that won't be a case loy korav amatnikim mitzvosoi. Won't be a case that he was not korav amatnikim mitzvosoi. There would be molat chuslem koimoi. He made a malika chuslem koimoi. Or else omitzvei adam chusles manoi. That b'shas malik he had a mind to do it the wrong place, and then b'shas rikas dam he had a mind to do it chuslas manoi the wrong time. That does not make tigel, since besides the machshava of chuslas manoi, he also had the machshava of chuslam kaimoi. Or else oy shemola chuslas manoi, that he made the malika b'shas malik he had a mind to eat it the wrong time, but mitzvei adam chuslam kaimoi b'shas the mitzvei he had a mind. Teed it the wrong place, so there's another machshava besides tigel. Therefore, it's only possible. It's not chayav koras, it's no din tigel. Or else, oy shemolak umitzei adam chuslam koymei. He only had in mind to do it the wrong place. These therefore does not become tigel.